Last track was Jack DeJohnette, drummer. I don't know who else was on that date. Free Above Sea was the title from the album Oneness, Jack DeJohnette. Eric Freelander before that from his new album She Sees. We heard Soak, Soak. Freddie Hubbard, gave us The Changing Scene, The Black Keys with The Desperate Man from their album Rubber Factory. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim for allowing us to rebroadcast his radio announcer of the year victory speech. I believe, well, the introduction to it anyway. We'll have the speech next week. I think it's from 2021. He lost out the following year, I know that. Anyway, stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. And thanks to everybody who commented on the ACU playlist, the listener comments forum. Really appreciate the conversations. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Do your little thing.
You want me
just
to
say the name of just say the name of the show real quick?
Yeah, just go ahead.
7 Second Delay, Stunt Radio. Just say it real quick.
No, you just said
just
it.
Just introduce it. Yeah, I'm your co-host, Ken. Go ahead, just and then.
Well, that's my part.
Here's your host, Andy. Okay, you're done.
Yeah, I'm all
okay.
done.
So, you know what we should do is we should find a stenographer. We should ask one of our listeners to take notes during this program.
Okay, I nominate Sam the Appraiser.
Okay, done. I second the nomination.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a vote. All those in favor? Aye.
I abstain.
Okay.
I guess Sam wins.
Is carried. Okay, so Sam, we assume he's... Wait, is he one of our regular listeners?
He is. He's a regular...
Oh, then he can't do it.
Oh, you're right. He's...
Okay, so we need...
We need a stenographer who's not a regular caller.
We need someone who is sitting by a computer or a pad of paper that can take notes during this show... Or maybe they could just do it later. They can play the archive, right?
Well, I could do it later.
No, Ken. You've got more important things to worry about.
Yeah. But the whole point is that we're getting professional here on 7 Second Delay. We now have a crew of regular callers on the payroll.
We have a roster, right. We don't have to worry about...
Nadia and Pam and Zachary and Aaron and Sam and Pete, Bernardo and David.
Right. When you listen to 7 Second Delay, you're not going to hear novice, inexperienced callers. We've weeded them out.
Right.
We have a roster of regular callers, experienced veteran callers. They stay on topic. They don't try to out-zing the host. They appreciate your humor and my humor.
But with great professionalism comes great risk. And we now run the risk of imposters calling the show and claiming to be our regular callers. And
that's
we,
right.
We cannot have that.
How can we verify, Ken? Say, wait, let's see this list of regular callers. Now, these people are on the payroll.
Yes, they are.
Nadia, Pam, Zachary, Aaron from Michigan. Oh, that's interesting. Maybe he could tell us about Michigan. Sam the appraiser. Oh, that's interesting. Pete the gardener. Bernardo from Argentina. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could talk about being a foreigner, what it's like to be a foreigner, a foreign man. Like to hear that, his perspective, the foreign man perspective.
Well, he's not
on the issues of the day.
He's not a foreign man. He's Argentinian.
Yeah, Evan from Montclair brings that Montclair.
He didn't make the cut. Evan.
Oh, Evan is not.
He's the one person who we rejected.
Oh, okay.
Because he said it would be okay.
Yeah.
If we rejected him.
David from Scotland.
Yep.
That would be interesting.
David. Yeah.
Yeah, David with an F.
Yeah, two Fs.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Oh, David?
And he's also a foreign man.
Well, maybe he can tell us what it's like to have a stupid name. Like, you know, a lot of people wonder, I wonder what it'd be like to have, if my name was stupid. He can fill us in.
Are these the security questions?
I'm just saying, generally speaking, week to week, you'll get all these different perspectives.
I see, okay.
From people. Nadia offers us the kids' perspective.
Yeah.
Pam offers up the hot babe from San Francisco, right?
That perspective.
Right?
Yeah.
Zachary is the, who's Zachary? Is he a teenager?
No. He's our pal. He's a regular caller.
But he's kind of immature.
He interviewed us. No, not
Wouldn't
at all.
Wouldn't you say he's immature?
No.
He's an immature man?
No, he's not.
He's a grown man, but you'd never know it?
No, he's a grown man.
Emotionally, he's 14 or 15?
He's got a family.
Stunted emotionally?
He's a coder. He's got a job.
You would agree that emotionally, he's still in seventh grade?
I wouldn't, no.
Okay, that's interesting. Aaron from Michigan?
Well, let's go to the phones.
I'm scared now.
Our regular callers.
Wait, hold on. Wait, but have we finished explaining?
You haven't. You have really muddied the waters. You have not explained
anything. That's what I do.
Anything.
That's how I roll. What we're going to do
Hello?
Is we're going to...
You're on the air.
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's Nadia.
Hold on. It's Nadia. Yes, it's Nadia. Yeah. She is one of our regular callers.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Good. How was your week, Nadia?
I missed you guys. It was great.
I missed you guys too.
But school's over now, so it's even more fun.
What are you going to do this summer, honey?
Probably go swimming.
Oh,
and,
great! Great
skipping
choice.
And
skipping stones.
Video games.
Skipping stones.
Skipping stones
there
too.
You go.
Yeah.
That's great. The best fun is the fun you make yourself. Yeah, that's fantastic, Nadia.
So Nadia,
with all my little friends, we're gonna have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Nadia, you sound like you have a cold or something. But what we're worried about tonight is that
I'm fine, Ken.
That's good.
Okay. So what we're doing tonight, and this is not just for you, Nadia. Don't feel like we're singling you out. What we're doing is we're going to ask you security questions. Just like when your mom and dad have to reset their password online. We're going to ask you security questions that you'll answer tonight. And the next time you call, we'll ask you the same questions. And that's how we will verify that it is in fact you. We want to put a check mark next to your name on the account.
So there's going to be a series of questions we're going to ask you, Nadia. And then the next time you call, you know, we will ask you these questions again, and you have to give us the correct answers.
The same answer.
Yeah. And then we'll know that you're the
okay, Nadia.
I'll write them down so that I can remember.
That's how you do it exactly. Nadia, let me ask you the first question. Nadia, what is your favorite subject in school this year?
science.
Science? Okay.
Yes, by far.
And who do you sit next to in your classroom?
I don't know his name.
Okay.
He's kind of cute, though. He's kind of cute.
You have a crush on him?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
Okay, but you don't know his name.
Huh. How can you not know the name of somebody in your
maybe he's
class?
New. I guess he just moved
I'm
here.
I'm kind of embarrassed to say it. I think I might know it, but I don't want to tell you.
Because she has a crush on him.
Oh, I see.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Nadia, do you have
It's science.
Right. Do you have any recurring? Do you have any recurring dreams?
Yes.
Tell us your recurring dream, Nadia.
No. I don't care what it is.
Oh no, just that's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
There's always this werewolf who sits next to me in science class, and I kind of think he's cute.
Nobody cares. We just want to know if you have a recurring dream.
And the answer is yes.
That's my recurring dream.
Okay. Okay, Nadia?
Andy.
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
Nadia?
Shoot.
I assume your parents aren't listening, so I'm going to ask you, where do you hide your stash?
My stash of coconut donuts.
Whatever it is you have a stash of.
Whatever you hide in your room.
Well, yeah. You don't have to hide your stash in your room. That would be a dumb place to hide your stash, I think.
Right. Maybe in my closet, in a little hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall in closet. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next time Nadia calls, the only way to verify that we're really talking to Nadia is to ask her these questions.
Okay. All right. So, Nadia, you just give us, give us the same answers next time you call, and we'll be all set.
Can I call again in a little bit?
You mean to test our system?
To see if you remember. I'm going
to
remember.
To test our security system. No, I got it. Science class. Boy next to you is cute. You do have recurring dreams. Hole in the wall in your closet.
Yeah, filled with coconut donuts.
Yeah, we're good. We're good to go, Nadia.
All right, thanks.
My family has soup.
Okay.
Because I hate soup.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know what that.
What kind of liquid food is your worst kind? Is your least favorite?
Yeah, add that.
The answer is soup.
Any kind of solid food, really.
Yeah.
All right, Nadia. Good job.
Thanks, Nadia.
You're now all cleared. You're
great.
Cleared
I love talking to Nadia.
Me too. She's the best.
She is great.
I hope she can fill in for you if you take any vacation time this summer.
Am I getting a vacation this summer? You're giving me a vacation this summer?
Yes, I am. Yep, you are free to go. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll just hang around your new backyard, your new house.
Oh, okay.
I'll just kind of pitch a tent.
Yeah, it's small, but it can fit a tent.
You come down for breakfast, you come down for coffee in the morning, there I'll be waving to you, giving you a thumbs up, feeding the birds.
I'll invite you in for coffee.
No, nope. I'd rather not. Thank you, though.
Do you drink coffee?
I appreciate it. I don't drink coffee. Yeah. Coffee keeps me up during 7-second delay.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
It's not good. You know how important my nap. This is my nap time.
All right. So we're looking for our regular callers to call in so we can give them the security clearance they need for all future shows. Excellent. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's your brand new caller, Aaron from Michigan.
Hey, Aaron from Michigan.
Let me see if he's on the list.
He is.
Hold on.
He's there. Number four.
Yeah. Number four.
I don't want to correct Andy, but a few weeks ago when he hired me. Also, thank you to your wife, Beth, for actually sending me the money.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to work that Venmo stuff.
That's how you know it's really me, though, because your wife sent me the money.
That's true. He knows that much. That's true.
Yeah.
But now, of course, the rest of the world knows that much.
You were concerned about Jewish holidays 2 weeks ago, and I'm not Jewish. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You mean you can work year-round.
Correct. Yeah. So I was raised by evangelicals.
Great.
Okay. So that's good. Yep. So we'll pencil you in for Simchat Torah. You'll be our lead guest. All right. Now, Aaron, we're gonna have to be able to verify that it's really you the next time you call. So we're going to have a couple of security questions, and you'll have to answer the same questions the same way.
You'll remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're making notes, and somebody, okay. What was the name of your favorite pet growing up?
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie. How did Charlie die?
Oh, he was old, and we euthanized old. Him at
old.
The age of 16.
He was old and you what?
Euthanized,
euthanized him.
Oh, you euthanized him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Make him young again.
Humanely.
Yeah. Well, that's not quite, I don't think you understand what euthanized.
He said he was old.
Yes.
So they youngized him.
No, that's not quite what euthanized
means.
Well,
Ken's right, everything old is new again.
No, everything old is not new again, it turns out. The guy that sold us that was pulling our leg. He was full of it. What was your favorite food as a child?
Oh man, favorite food as a child. Oh man, it's gonna make me really sound like a chump.
Okay,
that's okay. As long as it's true, so you you can remember it.
Yeah,
my next door neighbors were Ethiopian.
Yes,
and anything they made.
That is funny. Did you hear that joke?
Ethiopian food.
Ethiopian neighbors. This guy's in Michigan. This guy's hysterical. Where does he get his ideas?
Did you write down the Ethiopian food is his favorite?
Ethiopian
food.
Yeah.
Ethiopian food. Yeah.
Well, wait, were you being serious about that?
Yes, he's serious.
Oh, yeah,
wait,
yeah,
that was serious? That story about your neighbors?
Ethiopian food is delicious, Andy.
Oh, I thought it was a joke. Okay,
no,
I'll
no.
write it down.
Yeah.
Because you went off on this whole...
It's an oxymoron.
He went in this whole crazy thing, his Ethiopian neighbors. I thought it was
I used to eat in an Ethiopian restaurant all the time.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
What are the chances, me growing up in a small town in Michigan, having neighbors from Ethiopia?
Wait, are you guys being serious?
We're being serious. We're being dead serious.
Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Yes, Ethiopia. Jesus.
You are pulling my leg. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not writing that down.
Do you want me to choose a second favorite food?
No. For the love of God, no.
Okay, ask him another security question.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with any fake Aaron from Michigan.
What is a recurring dream that you have?
I can't tell you that on the air.
No, you got to.
But I can't.
You got to.
Well, you know what that means. The fact that he's not telling us, you know what it means, right, Ken?
No, what does it mean?
It's about his Ethiopian neighbor.
It was actually about my dog.
About Charlie?
Charlie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Or your new dog?
Sorry about Charlie. Well,
my new dog, I sent you a picture of my new dog several months ago. It's a bulldog.
All right, so he's having a recurring dream about his dead dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last question. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Dead dog.
Last question. How do you expect to die?
Ooh, poverty.
Poverty?
Yeah.
That's not a direct method of death.
Oh, all right.
Well, it means he'll starve to death.
Myocardial, the heart attack, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
I would say, good guess.
Myocarditis.
Yeah. Myocardial infarction.
Yeah, myocardial infarction.
How do you hope to die?
Oh,
I'll tell you how I hope to die.
How?
Erotic asphyxiation.
Shot by a jealous husband.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good, too.
That's how it'll go out, baby.
Sure.
Well, Aaron from Michigan also said something about strangulation in there.
Yeah. Done and done.
Yeah. No. How would I hope to die? How would I hope to die? I guess just in my sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In your
heart
sleep.
Heart attack in your sleep.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Oh, man. I hope your Ethiopian neighbor doesn't know CPR.
And their daughter was a nurse, so she probably does.
Oh, and now I know you're just kidding.
So, yeah,
think, please.
But that was the one. I live in Philadelphia now, so my neighbors here are, who knows where they're from. Probably
Ethiopian,
Philadelphia.
Ethiopian nurses. Oh, please.
What's so hard to believe about that?
Well, the nurse, I guess the nurse part, the Ethiopian part, it's just
what?
Crazy. It's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Ethiopians.
But there's people all over the world have medical degrees.
You've met nurses.
From every country.
Have you ever met
world.
An Ethiopian nurse?
I have not.
Okay, then.
I dated a nurse once.
Well, that's
she was covered
but
in
I
germ.
Know there are Ethiopian nurses. There's no question that they exist.
If there was an Ethiopian nurse, look, you're in your 60s, I'm in your 60s, we would have met one by now. The odds are.
No, we live pretty sheltered lives, actually.
Hmm. You might be right.
Okay, Aaron, you got your security questions. You're good to go. Just make sure you're...
Anything else?
Nope.
No, just remember your answers.
Yeah,
so
remember
we can
your answers.
You.
All right. If you guys are in Philly, hit me up.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, Aaron. You keep that porch light on for us. We're on our way.
Okay.
Aaron's great.
We are taking calls from our regular callers and trying to give them security questions so that we can make sure that we're not trolled by imposter callers in
the
future.
That's right. You trust your mother, but you cut the cards, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, your mother for sure.
Yeah. What is that noise? Is that your restless leg?
It is.
It's out of control.
Yeah,
tonight.
But it's a medical condition.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I see.
You can't get mad at me for it.
Right. Just like your gambling addiction.
Yeah.
A medical condition.
That's right.
I'm happy to hear that you're gambling again.
It's not really gambling.
That's good.
It's not really gambling. I have a system.
You've refined the martingale method of roulette gambling.
Yeah. And until now, I've refined it to the point where it's not even fun anymore.
Yeah.
It's not even challenging. It's just boring.
How much have you, what are you up since you've refined?
Oh, I'm down. Yeah, I'm down. But I'm not down much because it's an almost perfect system.
Well, if it was an almost perfect system,
yeah,
you wouldn't be down at all.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's almost perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like...
Oh, my God. I'm losing so little money. You wouldn't believe it, Ken.
Well, you know how you'd lose less money?
Tell me. Wait, hold on. Let me make a note. Tell me. I'm keen to learn.
Yeah, don't gamble at all.
Oh, I see. Don't play the game.
Yeah,
don't
because the more you... when you gamble...
Yes, go on.
You keep playing until you lose.
Yes.
So it's... There's a fatal flaw in your gambling system.
Yeah. So no money will change hands at all.
Right.
What will I do all day? You know I've got nothing going. You know how little I have going. Oh, wait. Maybe I'll take up golf. Wait, I got pickleball going.
Yeah,
now.
You're building your pickleball court.
I am building a pickleball court.
Yeah.
Why am I doing that? I forgot.
In your backyard.
Yeah, but why, though?
Because you hate grass. You hate open space.
You know, when I had the idea to build a pickleball court, I wrote down why I was doing it, and now I can't find that paper.
It had something to do with doubles. You wanted to play pickleball doubles with another couple?
Because I was so lonely. I thought people would come over.
I can't remember now.
I think that's what I wrote down, lonely.
There was a good reason.
Yeah. Sad and lonely.
Well, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. How are you today, Ken?
Hey, it's Pete the Gardener.
Let's see if he's
on. Yes, it is.
Let's see if he's on our list.
He is on the list there. See, there he is right there. Why are you holding your hand in front of your face?
I was just reading something. Okay.
What the hell was that?
I was just reading something that came on my
On your iPhone. Phone?
Yeah, my iPhone
Oh,
watch.
You have an iPhone wristwatch.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Huh. Are you going to get one of those iPhone headsets?
What do they do?
You know, virtual reality.
Oh, that would be great.
Augmented reality.
You know what I'm going to do? Every Wednesday, I'm going to put it on, and I'm going to program it so it'll look like I'm in a better radio station.
Right.
More powerful,
or
more popular.
You could make it so that you're in the gift shop at SeaWorld.
Yeah, that would be good, too, gift shop at SeaWorld.
And then the great thing about the new Apple goggles is that you'll be next to me, but you'll have fake eyes that'll appear on your goggles.
Is that how the new Apple things work?
Yeah, so when I look at you...
It won't freak you out.
It won't freak me out because I won't see this black void of goggles. I'll see fake eyes.
Can I program it so when I look at you, instead of you, I see Sigourney Weaver?
Yes, you can.
I can?
You can do that.
I've always wanted to do a show co-hosted by Sigourney Weaver.
Well, I wouldn't sound like her, but that's coming soon, too.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing.
I'll be able to sound like her soon.
That would be amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are we talking to?
It's Pete the Gardener.
Hold on. Is he on our list?
He's on the list, yes.
Where does he live?
South Orange.
Hold on.
He's a South regular
South
caller.
River. South River.
Sorry, South River.
He's
sorry,
our regular.
Pete.
He's on the payroll.
Yeah.
He's a professional caller, but how do we know it's him? Next time he calls,
well,
how
now
do we verify
this
it?
This is how we have to verify him right now.
Okay. Pete, we're going to ask you some security questions, so the next time you call, you'll be able to prove that it's you.
Good. I'm feeling rather secure tonight.
What was the name of your first crush?
Michelle.
Michelle. And what did you do about it?
Absolutely nothing. I was 9 years old.
Hold on, nothing. And where is Michelle now?
I haven't the foggiest idea on this side of Venus.
Okay. Write that down. Write down the Venus part.
Okay, this side of Venus. Okay, you'll have to remember that.
You have to remember that, Pete.
Yeah, foggiest idea.
Can't be hard.
This side of Venus.
I haven't the foggiest idea this side of Venus.
That's right. Okay, here we go. Ready?
A couple more security questions.
Yes. What is the most you've ever weighed in your life?
191.
Okay, and here's
not bad, because Pete's a tall guy.
Here's my follow-up question. Really?
Have I ever lied to you before?
Okay, and my next question, what is your favorite security question?
That I've gotten today? Or
It doesn't specify.
It doesn't say. It could be any security question. Don't give us the answer, though. Just tell us your favorite security question.
Number 7.
Okay. And last question. Which one of my children is your favorite?
The most delectable to taste.
The most delectable to taste.
Yes. When properly, filleted and marinated and cooked.
You know, we joke around a lot on this show. It's fun to joke. But seriously, don't eat my kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And what was the name of your childhood imaginary friend?
I didn't have one.
Why am I not shocked?
Did you have one, Andy?
You're not going to believe it. My imaginary friend was Pete the Gardener.
Did you have
That's why I'm a little nervous.
Did you have a little stuffed Pete the Gardener toy, or was it purely imaginary?
It was only I could see him, and only I could hear him. That's why right now I'm not sure we're actually on the air. I'm not sure this is really being broadcast or if I'm just imagining it. Okay, Pete, we have all the answers. We're going to make a note of all of them. Is somebody
I have a question for you, though.
Oh, no.
We're supposed to call up every other week?
Well, in general.
Can I do 26 in a row and then take 6 months off?
Yeah, you can do that, too.
You can bank them. Sure.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't make the rules. Ken makes the rules.
It's not a hard and fast. There's a little bit of wiggle room in
there. Yeah, definitely some wiggle room.
Hey, Ken.
All right, thanks.
Ken, can I do 26 shows a year?
No.
Damn.
No, that's only good for the regular callers.
Damn.
That's not good for hosts or co-hosts.
You're tough. And just remind me, I know I should remember this. Yeah. I know I should have written it down.
Right.
How much are you paying me?
Zero. Yeah.
Okay, last question, then I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
You've been very patient with me. Why am I doing this?
Catharsis.
Got it. Okay, got it. Let's move on. We have another call.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a good evening, Jen.
You too.
Hey. Before you pick up the next call, let's bet. Let's bet on who you think it is. The next caller, line one.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is? We've heard from Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard from Aaron.
Yep.
We've heard from Pete.
Yeah.
We've got regular callers, right?
I think it's Pam. I think the next caller is Pam.
No, you're going to be. I think you're in for a shock.
Who do you think it is?
It's the foreign man, Bernardo from Argentina.
Bernardo is not the only non-American on the list. I don't know why you keep calling him the foreign man.
To me, he will always be the foreign man. I'm not going to call him a foreign man.
Okay, so you're betting Bernardo.
How much you want to bet? Wait, let's really
and
put money
I'm betting down. Pam.
Do you have money? Do you have your wallet?
Upstairs, I do.
Go get it.
No, I'm not.
Go run, get it.
No.
Go run.
No.
I'll sing show tunes.
It's right up there.
How about this? If I'm right, if that's Bernardo on line one, I can leave 5 minutes early. Give me that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Shake on that. Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Wait. Let me say a little prayer. This is high stakes for me.
I'm going after, you'll see that we have all four lines ringing.
Okay.
Right?
Bethy, I'm coming home early. Bethy, rev those engines.
And I'm just going to pick up the first line.
Put on something sweet, honey. You know how we love that cleavage.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Bernardo.
Hello.
It's Pam. Oh, see, I won and I get nothing.
Oh, my God. Did you guys really think that was me like 20 minutes ago?
Wait. Oh, my God. It's like a fake Nadia. It's somebody pretending to be Nadia.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, there's no way this is real Nadia because we have security questions.
Yeah,
now.
Ask Nadia the security.
The only reason that you know it could be is, but that was that person who was trying to impersonate me. That was a terrible impression. I didn't know I sounded like a 45-year-old girl.
Nadia, ma'am, if you want to claim to be Nadia, you're going to have to answer these questions correctly.
No, because the only reason that you didn't answer truthfully, I love math.
I don't know who you are, lady. I don't know what you're trying to pull. I was not born yesterday. You can't trick me like this unless you can answer these questions.
Yeah, go ahead and ask.
Okay, what is your favorite subject in school?
Science.
Science is correct.
Very good. This might be the real Nadia.
Okay, who is your secret crush in your class?
I don't even have a crush.
Now, that's kind of what the
other woman said.
What the other girl said. Yeah, she didn't know her name.
Do you have any
his name?
Do you have any recurring dreams?
No.
That's correct?
That's correct. So far, so good. This might be the real Nadia.
Okay. If you're really Nadia, you would know the answer to this question. Where do you hide things in your room?
This is ridiculous. How do you not know I'm the real Nadia? This is stupid.
Well, no.
So far, you've answered every question
we've
correctly.
We've talked to the real Nadia earlier, and if you want to claim to be the real Nadia, you would know the answer to this.
Okay. Sure, I'll answer that one, but then I'm going to make you make a security question for me when I call back next week. So
okay.
I didn't actually, I don't actually hide a stash of things.
In your closet.
But if I were to hide something,
yes.
I would hide it. If it were in my room, I would hide it under my bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a red flag there.
That
is not what you answered earlier.
Would you like to take another crack at that?
The real Nadia. The real
security
Nadia.
Security question?
We talked to the real Nadia earlier, and we got a different answer.
What was the answer? Tell me.
Lady, I am not going to tell you, and we do not appreciate, lady, you are wasting our time, lady. We do not appreciate you calling up and trying to pretend to be Nadia.
This is ridiculous. You guys are not the real Kennedy. You guys can go to hell.
Wait, where'd that come from, honey?
She hung up on us.
Oh, no.
The fake Nadia hung up on us.
Well, the real Nadia would never do that,
yeah,
would she?
No, never.
The real Nadia, who we spoke to earlier tonight, was very polite. And the real Nadia knew that she hid things in a hole in the wall in her closet. And the liquid food that she liked the least was soup.
Soup.
Yes. And that was the real Nadia. I don't know who that lady was, but I'm glad we had these security questions to screen her, to weed her out.
Right. We should have started doing this a long time ago.
Okay. If this is Bernardo, can I leave early?
No, you blew it.
Oh, this will break my heart.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through.
It's Zachary.
I don't think so.
Hey.
Hi, Zachary.
Hey, yes, I'm very mature.
I'd recognize your voice anywhere.
Very mature. Yeah. That's a
very mature.
That's a very big word for a 14-year-old, mature.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
Now, Zachary, first off, welcome back, and we always welcome our regular callers. But we need to get some security questions answered, so the next time you call, we'll know for sure it's you. Zachary, where were you New Year's Eve 1997?
New Year's Eve 1997?
Yeah.
Is that 1996 into 1997 or 1997 into 1998?
Oh, that's a good point. Otherwise, I would have been 96 into 97. I would have been over at the Taylor's house.
At the Taylor's house.
96 to 97 at the Taylor's house. That's a good one.
Right.
Only the real Zachary would ever know that.
The Taylors are an Ethiopian couple that lived next door to you.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of your least favorite teacher?
My least favorite teacher?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, I had some modicum of...
No, that's not the correct
respect.
Answer. No.
I know, but least favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, but... We'll say Mrs. Reinhardt.
Mrs. Reinhardt.
Mrs. Reinhardt.
How did you fantasize about killing her?
I think it was just slowly with lead poisoning. She was an English teacher.
Good, okay. Good one. Good plot.
Least favorite. No, I can't do that. Hold on.
Well, we got least favorite teacher, Mrs. Reinhardt, and the way he was going to kill her is he was going to slowly poison her with lead poisoning.
Okay, you'll have to remember that.
Yep.
Okay, least favorite relative.
Least favorite relative?
Yeah.
Living or dead, or either.
I think we could take either.
Yeah.
The default answer, if you can't answer, we can supply an answer. Cousin Ernie.
Oh, yeah, Cousin Ernie.
Yeah.
So is that going to be his answer, Cousin Ernie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do Cousin Ernie.
Okay.
But. Yeah.
Well, you really led Zachary off the hook on that one.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to rig
it. Yeah.
Because people might be listening. People might be listening.
That's the whole point. You know, security doesn't come cheap.
Okay. What was not your mother's maiden name? We don't want her maiden name. We'll take any other answer. It better not be her maiden name. What was it? Snodgrass, okay?
Yeah, Snodgrass.
It better not really be Snodgrass.
It wasn't like Snodgrass, was it? Like, don't tell me, you know, that it's going to be Snodgraff.
No, it's Snodgraff. Very dissimilar to Snodgrass.
If I knew someone named Snodgraff, you know what I'd call him?
What?
At school? Snodgraff. I changed the D to a T.
Oh, man.
They would be at my mercy.
You and your
I bet it would catch on, too.
You and your nicknames.
Yeah. I've just been waiting for someone named Snodgrass to move to my neighborhood.
Okay, do we need another?
No, that's it. We know who. Okay. We'll know who Zachary is next time he calls.
All right, Zachary, you're all set.
I'm in.
Don't plan on becoming an imposter of yourself, if you know what I mean.
No, we already had one woman claiming to be Nadia try to get through.
I heard that. That's pretty horrific.
I know.
It is. I know. But that's why we
the integrity of this show.
That's why we have these security systems in place. I know it's not a pain. I know it's not easy. I know it's inconvenient. We apologize for that. But that's the world we're living in, right, Ken?
She didn't even do a good job of imitating Nadia.
I know.
No.
I know. Anyone that's heard the beginning of the show knows what Nadia sounds
she
like.
She hung up on us. She yelled, go to hell, and hung up on us.
I know.
As though the real
How
Nadia would ever do that.
I know.
Jeez Louise. All right. Thank you, Zachary.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Thanks, Andy.
Okay.
Look forward to setting up the two-factor here soon.
Yeah, looking forward to that, whatever that means.
Two-factor authentication. That's our next step.
Oh, God. We have to do this show again?
No.
Oh, just shoot me.
No. But if we continue to have problems like we had with the fake Nadia calling up, then when somebody calls, we go through the security questions.
Yeah.
And then we send them a code.
Now, why don't we go through these security questions and then follow up each question with this word, really?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be like the same thing?
Two-factor? Not as good as sending them a code.
How do you send them a code? And then they have to say the code on the air?
Yeah, we have to text them a code, and then they have to say the code on the air.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love this idea, Ken. Now you're thinking Lincoln.
All right. You want to do another Bernardo bet? We have four lines.
This is how my martingale system's working out, too.
I get to pick any one of the four lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's Bernardo, you get to leave 5 minutes early.
Okay.
Ready?
I mean, I don't get to pick. You get to pick.
I get to pick any of those four lines.
Come on, Bernardo. Come on. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Line three, you're on the air.
Come on, Bernardo.
Line three's on the air.
Yeah.
It's Bernardo. Yes.
No! No!
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
You're not Bernardo.
It is Bernardo.
How's it going, kind of, Andy?
It's an imitator.
No, he's the foreign man.
Bernardo, where are you from, Bernardo?
I'm from Argentina.
Exactly.
What do they speak in Argentina, Bernardo?
Well, they speak Spanish.
Wait, hold on. Is that right?
I don't know.
Is that right? It sounds right.
Of course it's right. I'm from Argentina.
So say something in Spanish, Bernardo.
¿Cómo estás?
Hold on. Is that right?
No, right? Come on. Everybody knows como estás.
It sounds like gibberish to me, but it might be right.
it's very much right.
I'm going to give you a phrase that you have to translate into Spanish. Okay, Bernardo?
Sure. We'll go with that.
Or fake Bernardo.
Oh, come on, son. I've got 5 minutes riding on this.
Please
Bernardo
do.
Bernardo es sospechoso.
That's right. That means I've got 5 minutes at stake. That's what he just said.
No, it's not.
It does.
Bernardo, here's the phrase you have to translate. Please do not throw sanitary napkins into the toilet.
Por favor, no disposa pañuelos.
This is not Bernardo.
And, no, look, it's just it's just fluid. It's just it's just spewing out of him.
No, it's not Bernardo.
It is.
No, it's not Bernardo.
Well, no, it's.
We're insulted.
I know who I am.
We're insulted. This is a man from Argentina. He's come all the way to our country. He wants to assimilate. The first step in assimilating is forgetting your native tongue.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. If he was really from Argentina, he would have known how to say, please do not throw the sanitary napkins in the toilet.
Maybe they don't have maybe they don't have that problem down south.
I've been listening to a lot of those like language discs, right? You listen to the English ones.
Duolingo.
It turns you into a native speaker. I mean, it's insane.
All right, well, Ken,
I don't think this guy's a regular caller at all.
So I can't leave early?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. But nice try, fake Bernardo. It's our first fake Bernardo. I will say that.
Yeah, we had a fake Nadia try to call him.
We haven't given Bernardo the real Bernardo his security questions yet, so we're not really prepared for the fake Bernardo problem. Listen to that restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
What do you call that? What do you like to pretend that's called instead of restless leg?
I call it wiggle feet. Wiggle. I don't know if that's a technical medical term for it.
It's better than restless leg syndrome.
Did you ever hear Robert Klein do "I Can't Stop My Leg"?
No.
You never heard that?
No.
Can you pull it up? Do you have comedy stuff on your?
I could bring it up on YouTube, probably.
Yeah, Robert Klein, K with a K, K L I N E. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I used to love him. Yeah.
He was important in my life. He changed my life. I opened for him in that show in which I opened for him. That's where I got an agent. That's where an agent.
Oh, what show?
It was on Long Island. It was an old club on Long Island called My Father's Place.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that club?
Yeah, I remember My Father's Place. What the hell is wrong with this? How come it's not letting
me? Come on, YouTube. Come on, YouTube. Don't let me down.
Well, let's take a call first. Hi, you're on the air.
I knew you couldn't find it. Just find it.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
How you doing?
Good. Sounds like you've had a cold or something.
The weather.
Yeah.
The weather. And where is that weather? What city is that weather in?
No.
Wait, hold on. Let me check my notes.
Not quite. It's close to San Francisco.
This is why we need security questions, Ken.
That's not where Pam lives. She doesn't live in San Francisco.
She works in San Francisco.
Yeah.
She lives in the hearts of our countrymen. So you can't even get online now.
No, YouTube has now done some.
Yeah, go ahead, YouTube. It's a poor.
They won't let me search without logging.
It's a poor craftsman that blames his tools.
Oh, jeez, Louise! Now, account recovery.
You can't get on YouTube.
Yeah. Jeez. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
There's
Pam?
She is. That's how you do it.
No, it's not Pam. I'm one of the paid imposter callers. It's Polly.
Oh, this is Polly?
Yeah.
Have we paid imposter callers?
No, I haven't.
Have we paid people to imitate Pam?
Jeez, I haven't.
And here's what happened. Andy needs to prove to me that he is who he claims he is. So I need to ask him some security questions.
Okay, Polly, go ahead.
Okay, the first ones are, what are the first initials of all your children in birth order?
Ooh. Wow.
In birth order.
Yeah. I know.
Well, would that be the same order they were conceived in? Because I know that.
Yes. Yes.
It would be?
Yep. So it's RB.
No, Josh was conceived first.
Oh, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to know where they were conceived?
The initials.
Bathroom at Arby's. Oh, just the initials.
Just the initials. Yep. But Josh was conceived in the bathroom at Arby's?
Right. Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel would be behind the counter at Arby's. That's our lucky restaurant.
JB, Arby.
Yeah.
Oh, Arby's.
And Julie.
JB, JB, yeah. RB, JB.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. Okay, now move on to...
Julie was behind the dumpster at Arby's.
Okay, now move on to family number two. JB, RB, JB, and these were all at Arby's.
And then there was Molly.
And then, so that's MB.
And then along came
but
little Evan.
Molly, where?
Where was Molly conceived?
Yeah.
Molly was conceived at a Hilton Hotel in Hawaii.
Okay.
Arby's closed. They had the sanitation department closed them down.
Oh, the Arby's in Madison.
Yeah.
There's other Arby's nearby.
Our lucky Arby's.
Oh, that was the lucky one. Okay. So it's JB, RB, JB.
Yeah.
MB, EB.
Yeah.
EB. Okay, he's passed the first question. Next question is, how many cases of hand sanitizer are in your garage?
That is true. I do hoard hand sanitizer. And I was hoarding hand sanitizer before it was cool. You know that's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have
how many cases?
I have more than my share. I have enough to get me through the apocalypse and then plus 2 weeks.
We need a number to verify.
Yeah, come on, Andy.
I have 7 cases of hand sanitizer.
You have more than that.
I have an account with Purell.
Is that your answer, 7?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
The real Andy said there were more.
Did I really?
Yes.
Wait, you mean you're on some other show?
Oh, yeah. We've done a lot of talking about hand sanitizer.
Well, this isn't fair, Polly, and I'll tell you why. I never listen to my own show.
Oh, well, that's like, okay, but we do. So
right now, my mind is a million miles away.
Andy, are you going to remember all these questions?
No.
For Polly?
Hey, did you ever find I can't stop my leg?
Thanks, Polly. No, I can't. It's not letting me in.
Well, that's another reason why WFMU is unique. We're internet free. We cannot access the internet.
Yes, we certainly are. I literally can't get to YouTube and search.
This sounds one of your marathon begging sort of speeches. Please, we need more computer hard drives.
It's insane. I go to...
Bandwidth.
Oh, my God.
We can't access YouTube. Please pledge.
It wants me to search with my voice. Oh.
Our keyboard, we can't connect our keyboard to YouTube. I don't usually do impressions.
That is a very good impression.
I've nailed you. You know where it is? The lisp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
YouTube, Robert Klein.
I can't stop my leg. It's his famous bit. He used to end his sets with it.
Do we really have to hear this?
Okay. Here it is. All right. No, because you're ragging on me, my restless leg syndrome.
Yeah. Okay.
You can just jump to the...
It's 2 minutes long.
Okay, you don't have to hear it. I just want to prove that I'm not alone in this world. He might have done this on Saturday Night Live.
You didn't get your lyric sheet, don't worry about it. Just follow the bouncing Jew.
This looks like his own show he's got. Okay. All right.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
I can't believe I finally got through.
I can't believe it either. Who's this?
Whew, I really can't believe it today.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, we've been... How can our switchboard be jammed up? I thought this whole system of having regular callers was to prevent exactly this.
Well, we did have a couple of imposters tonight. We had a fake Nadia. A fake Bernardo. We had Polly, who's a professional impersonator.
Yeah, she did a great Pam impersonation.
Yeah, and what's your name, sir?
You're not going to guess? You're not going to bet on it?
No.
Is this the foreign
this
man?
This has got to be Bernardo.
It's Bernardo. Yeah, it's the real Bernardo.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know it's the real Bernardo?
Bernardo, say the phrase that pays in Spanish.
Well, a little known fact, I mean, you know, down here in Argentina, we speak German, actually.
Well, that's. I think there's truth to that.
No, they might speak Portuguese.
Well, all the.
Say it in whatever. If you saw this in a bathroom in Rio. or wherever, Buenos Aires.
You mean about sanitary napkins?
Yeah. How would they put it in Argentina, Bernardo?
You'd say, meine Mutter spielt nie Klavier.
Exactly right.
Okay. He's the real Bernardo.
But if you did flush the sanitary napkins in the toilet, it would go counterclockwise.
Well, okay, we can
pretend. Interesting fact.
We can pretend that that's...
It's the most interesting thing I know.
Yeah, it's not true.
No, it's not true.
No.
Only the fact that it's not true prevents it from being really interesting.
You know, it's fascinating.
Fascinating.
Because they're beneath the equator. So
yes.
The sanitary napkins go in the opposite direction.
Exactly.
That's how it works. It's a rule of physics. All right, Bernardo, are you ready for your security questions?
Let's do it.
Can I leave 5 minutes early?
No, you didn't guess that this was going to be Bernardo.
Can I guess now that it's going to be Bernardo?
No, he's already on the air with us.
Okay, what is your dream car?
Pizza.
All right. Oh, very tricky. He's giving very unusual answers that would be hard to fake.
Oh, I see.
He's being very smart here.
You know, that's actually real security experts will tell you that when you're answering these security questions, you should lie.
Right.
Because people could do a little research. They could find out the name of your parents, your mother's maiden name,
yes,
or what school you went to.
Yes, absolutely.
So Bernardo's one step ahead of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Bernardo, if you could be a character out of any novel, who would you be?
1985.
Okay.
She was great.
She was a great character?
In 1984.
Yep. Bernardo, what high school did you attend?
Bronx Science.
Why were you expelled?
My grades were too good.
Your grades were too good for Bronx Science?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Very impressive.
He was making everybody look bad.
Yeah. That's what happens. That's the risk you run when you bring in a kid from Argentina.
Yeah.
Okay. Bernardo, where would you like to retire?
Pizza again.
I guess if you answer pizza to every security question, you'll never forget your answers.
That's true.
All you have to do is remember how to spell pizza.
And you got to be careful. You got to, you know, you capitalize it. You use all lowercase. You know?
Yeah, that's right. There is. Yeah, you're gonna have to remember. You're gonna have to remember how you spell pizza,
yeah,
and whether or not you capitalize it.
No, that's a rough answer.
It's a nightmare.
Too many variations.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Bernardo. And then next time you call next week, please. By the way, please wait until Ken and I have a bet on it. So before you actually call.
And also, Bernardo.
Mm-hmm.
I know this goes without saying. I'm embarrassed to even have to say it to you, but no commiserating with fake Bernardos.
Sure.
Okay? All right.
Now you phrase that joke the same way I phrase my jokes.
Really?
I know this goes without saying. I hate to break it to you. Yeah, you did a little prologue before you got to the joke. You softened the joke.
Oh, I did that because that's what the guy at the AT&T store did to me on Saturday.
Exactly.
I'll
pay you money right now, cash, if you don't tell that story. Cash money.
How
if
much?
I don't have to hear. I'll pay you $10 not to hear the story.
Done. Done and done.
Fantastic. Best money I ever spent.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Nadia again.
Oh, hi, Nadia. Oh, we need Nadia's security questions. Thank you. I just made $10.
Yeah. Ken, you could wipe me out, Ken.
My parents decided to move or something, so
yeah.
I need you to send the money to a different address. Make that happen.
Okay, you mean the money that we're paying our regular callers?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Nadia.
Yeah,
I don't want you to
send it to where I'm not.
Well, hang on a second, Nadia. We sent you the money.
She got her deposit, but we have the second half. We send the second half.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear how Nadia phrases, Ken?
I'm expecting more, remember?
This is right. As Nadia just phrased it like this, my parents are planning to move or something.
Yeah.
So we have to
move.
Okay.
Like tomorrow.
So it sounds like you have a new email address.
Yep. I got to send you my information from a different email address. So
oh, it's going to come from a different source. Okay, we'll send. Okay, you send that to Ken, and we'll send you the rest of your money, Nadia.
Yeah, send me your new email address. Send me your new email address, Nadia.
You got it.
Send it
to you.
We love you, honey.
That reminds me of something that happened to my new boiler. At
oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's a very, very funny story.
You're fishing for another payout.
No, I'm not.
You think I'll pay you not to tell stories?
No, that Nadia was, she sounded like my plumber.
I'm not made of money, but it is the best money I ever spent. And on behalf of all our listeners, I'm going to say you're welcome.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Por favor, no tire las toallas sanitarias por inodoro.
There we go.
That's how you do it.
That's the real Pam.
That's the real Pam, and it's good advice, too.
No, it's Bernardo.
Oh, it's Bernardo.
I think Bernardo said it in Portuguese or German Portuguese or something.
Pam, aren't you flattered that this woman, Polly, is so obsessed with you? She's posing with you.
Well, we need to get Pam her real security questions now.
This is Nadia.
No, it's not. I know. Maybe Pam doesn't even need security questions because we both recognize her voice.
Yeah, what's that all about? I actually still have in my brain the do not need to be called screen phrase.
Oh.
I was one of the people that did that, but I don't want to say it over the air. So
oh,
I
we did.
I do need
oh,
it.
We did do your code idea, Ken.
That's right.
We sent our regular callers a secret code.
Yes, I can't remember what it was.
Wait, was that because they pledged money during the marathon?
I can't remember. It's all
a blur. I think it was just whoever managed to get through. I don't know.
Yeah.
How was your week, Pam?
Swell. How was yours?
Oh, I was going to say swell.
I don't know which is worse, the restless leg or the clicking pen. Is there a name for the clicking pen?
Well, that's a trick question because what's worse is me chomping gum.
So. Oh, well, that's true.
And gambling. He's gambling again, too, Pam.
Pam, what was the high point of your week, the best moment of your week?
Biking downhill after spending a billion amount of effort biking up it,
oh,
flying down.
Downhill is the best direction to go when you're hiking
that's
or biking.
Right.
I love downhill.
That's right.
My motto, down is good. Up is bad.
Either that or have an electric bike, which I'm sure you have.
As a matter of fact,
Andy has a Vespa.
I have a Vespa. And I'll wave to you as I zoom past on that hill.
Andy rides his Vespa around Madison, New Jersey, going from pickleball competition to pickleball competition.
You know, when I ride my Vespa, no joking around, something unusual happens as I ride around town.
What?
The men I pass want to be me, and the women I pass want to be with me.
That sounds like James Bond.
If it does, it's no coincidence.
Are we going to give Pam any security questions?
No, we know Pam.
The answer is yes.
But she sounds just like your wife, Beth.
The answer to every question is yes.
I do appreciate that you think that everybody's in love with me, but...
The
but
answer,
thanks. Okay, take another caller.
The answer
thanks,
to
boys.
It's interesting about Pam. The answer
thanks,
to all,
Pam.
To almost any question you ask Pam is yes. The answer, Pam's default answer to almost any question is yes, comma, where?
That's such a good joke. You know what I'm going to do?
Give me back my $10.
I'm going to pay you $10 for that joke. Keep
thanks.
It up.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, brother.
Keep writing those zingers, my friend.
You're just patronizing me, but I'll take the money. No, wait, are we off next week?
No, why would we be off next week?
Aren't I going out of town?
I don't know. If you're going out of town, then I need Nadia to fill in for you.
We should apologize to Nadia.
Yes, let's.
Okay, you go first.
Nadia, you know we were just joking.
And we knew that first Nadia wasn't really
we
you.
We knew the first Nadia wasn't really you, and then we knew the second Nadia really was you. And we were just kidding around. But you played along great. You played along with it. And,
Nadia, you have to use all your strength now, all your inner strength, and will yourself to love us again. Make yourself love us again. My wife, Beth, has to do that almost every night.
That was actually very funny, Nadia, when you said go to hell and hung up on us. That was perfect.
Yeah.
She's got very good improvising.
She's got chutzpah. She's spunky.
Yeah.
She's sassy.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
And spunk. Good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
That's why we love
Just checking. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
And this is, oh, it's the same thing, WFMU yes. East Orange. Yeah, same thing.
Yep.
FMU Mount Hope.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
And I am... Oh, New York City, same thing. New York City, Rockland yep. County, yeah, 91.9. Yeah, same thing.
And online at WFMU.org.
Online, exactly, me too. Online at FMU.org.
Cool.
I don't even know why I have to mention it.
And coming up next?
Coming up next, for me too.
Go ahead.
For me too. Same show. What is that show?
The next show.
Is
Go ahead, introduce it.
The Happy Ear Hour. It'll make your ears so happy to hear what's coming up next.
The Happy Ear Hour, otherwise known as Doer DIY.
Oh, that's it. That's it. It's coming up next.
With people like us.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Right now we're going to do a very pretty song that Carl Wilson sings very beautifully. It's from our Pet Sounds album that we've called God Only Knows.
The sky was a very blue. Without a warning, as I looked out, my thoughts returned to you. A noise in the city made the children run and hide themselves away. And thunder boomed and lightning filled the sky. happens. With the
I'll get intentions.